How much money do you lose every time you miss a customer call? With a Buzz CRM, you never have to worry about that again. Their system automatically texts missed calls and engages leads instantly using conversational AI. It turns your missed opportunities into booked appointments automatically. It's a complete game changer for local businesses. Secure your access today for a massive discount at thebuzzcrm.com. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Welcome to PPC 101, the show that trains and teaches you the fundamental basics and news about paid digital marketing. Get informed, enlightened, and inspired with our hosts who will give you all the beginner's information you need. Listen for our weekly tips and learn from our expert marketers. Cranberry Radio proudly presents PPC 101 with your hosts, David Ogletree and Amber Terrill.
Welcome to PPC 101 on Cranberry.fm. I'm your host, David Ogletree from WME Training.
And I'm your host, Amber Terrill with White Coat Digital.
How you doing, Amber?
Oh, you know, just hanging out. It's a Wednesday, beautiful day outside here in Austin. How are you doing, Dave?
I'm good. Good. It finally got cool here in Houston. And boo. Yeah. So you still lighting candles?
I am lighting candles. So for our listeners, I have to light scented candles each day to keep my stress level down so that I can do this radio show and be the pleasant, confident, conversational person that you're hearing right now. Is it working, Dave? Oh, do yeah. Do I sound more woosah than usual?
You sound wonderful.
That's awesome. Thank you. You make my heart smile, Dave.
Oh, thank you. So normally at this time we do news, but we actually recorded our last episode yesterday, so we're going to actually have no news today because nothing happened in the last 24
Ooh,
hours.
You want so, news? We ain't got that news. No news for y'all today.
So there's not a whole lot of news going on right now, at least not in the last 24 hours. So today on PPC 101, we actually have our first guest. This is our third episode, Yay! And our first guest could be Bill Hartzer. He is coming from Dallas, Texas, and he is going to be talking about how domain TLDs can affect your rankings and performance and stats in Google AdWords. And he's done some testing. He's actually been on a couple other shows, and he'll talk about that in a minute probably. And so I'm just going to go ahead and introduce him. Hi, Bill.
Hi, great to be here. Honored to be your first guest.
Woohoo! Oh. Very first. Number one, Bill. Always number one.
So, Bill, what I wanted to talk about is you had mentioned that you were doing white papers on Google AdWords and how that affects with the TLDs. And a TLD, if people don't know, is the stuff that comes after the dot, like .com, .org, .net. And now there's a bunch of new ones that are like .diamonds, .motorcycle, .show, .club, and all that
so
kind of stuff.
What is it for?
Bill?
TLD actually stands for top level domain.
Oh, that's right. Great. So can you go ahead and tell us about the different studies that you've done that you can talk about?
So I started back, I mean, I've been a PPC and primarily an SEO guy for years and years. And they start, people have always talked about keyword rich, domain names. And, we've always thought about .com and so forth. And, having a keyword, keyword.com. Right. But, a couple of years ago, it was actually around 2013, 2014 timeframe that I can release, the new domain extensions. And we've actually had now hundreds and hundreds. I mean, there's close to about 1,000 new keyword domain endings. Some of them are anywhere from cities, like .nyc to keywords like .club or .diamonds, kind of adjectives, which are kind of like .best. There's .cars, .autos. So just about every industry or major industry, or actually, if you could think about it, every major keyword, there's now an ending. So you could actually have, you know, your name with a keyword at the end. So I would say basically as a, you know, as a search guy, I wanted to know, you know, if these really have any effect and you know, on rankings, on, you know, on AdWords traffic, on traffic in general and so forth. And so around 2014, I just decided to do some testing. And my first kind of study or first test was with Dot Diamonds, and had a client that sold diamond engagement rings online. So we did a set up, you know, 3caratdiamonds.com versus 3carat.diamonds, and wanted to, you know, I wanted to see which converted better, which was cheaper, and, you know, if everything was set for the domain name. So went ahead and took a certain amount of budget and had the same, you know, the key bid on the same keywords, the same bid prices, and same ad copy and so forth. And the only difference was the domain name.
Right. Explain the text ads correctly. Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
It was.
Wow. Okay. So what year are we talking? Sorry. Go ahead, Bill.
2014.
Okay.
So about about 2 years ago, just over 2 years ago now. And so what I actually found was that basically if everything was the same except for the domain name, if you had the keyword in the ending, actually got better, you know, better traffic, better converting traffic, and you actually ended up getting a higher quality score and a higher, the bid prices were cheaper. So you got more for your money if you use the Dot Diamonds and related to diamonds keywords than you use the .com. And I ran a study again after another, you know, in 2015, almost a year later, and it even got better. The bid prices went down even better, and we got more conversions.
That's awesome. So, Bill, is this kind of standard practice in your business now where a client, you transition them from a .com to also using something like a .diamonds?
Not necessarily. You know, it's kind of a case where, you know, if we're doing a lot of, you know, certainly if you're doing a lot of PPC, you know, a lot of companies do have, you know, a lot invested into their brand and to their main site, you know, on the .com. There are, you know, for example, you know, there is a .insurance. So an insurance company would probably has, you know, I've had a case where the insurance company I was working with benefited a lot from basically putting up a microsite or just, you know, putting up a landing page specifically on a, you know, on a Dutch Dot Insurance domain and running, you know, paid traffic to that just for, you know, for the PPC traffic and the AdWords traffic.
That's really amazing.
So there's also some companies that are doing that, like .IBM and some of the other ones like that. Is that correct?
Yeah, so there's actually, there's about 800 domain, you know, TLDs actually, .brand TLDs that they're called, and that they have actually gotten their own, you know, they've paid the $185,000 application fee and applied for their own ending or their own
$185,000.
So each of these all did that. So whoever owns .xyz paid $185,000. So each one of these did that. Somebody did this.
So for each ending, it's $185,000 application fee through ICANN. There was a limited time that they accepted applications. you know, right now it's kind of the second round has not been open yet. So right now, if you had an idea for a new TLD, you know, like Dot Houston or, you know, Dot Dallas or something like that, then, you know, you'd actually have to wait until they open up these, you know, open up the applications again. But we're not sure when that's going to happen. But at the same time, so the brands actually, like, you know, the most major companies, I should say, that you've heard of, you know, everything from, you know, Apple has, you know, Dot Apple, and, you know, so that means that they can actually, you know, start moving to, you know, iPad or iPod or iPhone.Apple as a web address, rather than having, you know, using Apple.com. Right. They can use their own. They actually end up also owning, you know, when you own your own TLD, you get a lot more stats.
Right.
You get a lot more analytics data because, you know, you own the TLD. So, you know, anybody who has a typo or anything like that, you get a lot more information that way.
But interesting.
As far as the advantage right now for AdWords, I'm into my eighth research kind of study or testing, and from cars and autos and dot best, dot diamonds, and several other.
Club was one of them, didn't you?
Yeah, so dot club is also one of them. Every time I've done one of these tests and run the same traffic to a .com from, you know, at the same time I've trafficked to a new TLD, it's really, you end up paying less for the same quality or better quality traffic than using a .com.
Interesting. So do you ever register the .com of it? So like if you did 3-carat.diamonds, you do 3caratdiamonds.com. I guess you kind of did that.
Yes, in several of the studies, I've used equivalent domains when I did dot best, you know, Dallas and local, you know, Dallas moving, you know, Dallas moving dot best and Dallas Dallas best moving.com and so forth.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, though, even if your domain is completely different, it might be a good idea to get the .com of it just for typos, that kind of stuff. Like, this is kind of an announcement.
Definitely.
It's kind of an announcement here for us. We actually got a domain for our PPC101.show.
Woohoo!
But I also registered PPC101show.com. So if someone just, you know, accidentally put the .com on it, they would actually go there. Of course, if they put the two dots in there, then they'll just go to show.com, which, you know, I guess they'll figure out real quick that's not us. But
wow. So, Bill, can I just jump in and ask? I know that you mentioned this briefly earlier, but what specific metrics have you used AdWords by using this strategy? I know you'd mentioned quality score. I know you'd mentioned click cost. Is it just a difference in metrics across the board for these experiments?
You know, what I've also found is, so the average position is typically higher for a ending. I'm not sure. There's also something we call a search impression share, and you know, that also is in the latest test. You know, I found that if I had actually just I was actually paying the budget up to $1,000 a day for this one particular test. And if I had gone higher, put $1,000 on one domain, the .com, and $1,000 on the .luxury. And if I had actually gotten higher, you know, I would actually get more impression shares with the .luxury. And Google's continued to want to run the dot luxury ads even more, more than $1,000 a day budget that I had. They just wanted to really get out there.
So have you postulated any kind of reasoning for this? I mean, I can think of several different scenarios. I mean, there's the scenario with how does this bypass an algorithm in AdWords somehow, or is it just people's way they think or what they see, as opposed to, you know, just whatever you've thought of. What have you thought about that, or what any does the data show anything?
Yeah, I mean, there is, you know, there is this newness factor. I mean, you see. You look for diamond engagement rings and you see something about diamonds, and you know, people tend to click, but there is potentially this newness factor, if you will, where, you know, people haven't seen what a diamonds is. And so they just, you know, they click on it. I have been running this, you know, the test for 2 years now, and the results haven't really changed. Mm. And so there's, you know, I know that people get married hopefully once, and they, you know, are not shopping for diamond engagement rings, for example, again, but anytime soon. But at the same time, it's a case where, you know, there is this newness factor. And so as I follow this over, you know, a period of time, it's been 2 years, but I think it's going to take a couple more years to see when these new endings become more mainstream,
right,
what's going to happen.
Yeah. I can think of several other examples where that happened, remember at one point, everyone switched to using keyword insertion. So, I mean, so you would type in a keyword, like two or three words or two words usually, and then every single result would have this, especially back before expanded text ads. And, you know, people started doing that at first. The first people who did that, you know, they got a big bump. And then when everyone did it, it went back down. So I think in your case, it would take a lot of people to start doing this before it would actually become not new. Same thing with expanded text ads. The people who got into that early, and it's still to some extent, there's still some sectors where you're the only one doing expanded text ads, and you get a much higher part. When they added site links, anytime they add something new that adds more to it, I've always seen a big bump. And I think this is probably one that's going to stay like this for a while, because very few people are going to be doing. I really don't see a whole lot of people jumping onto this, because it is a little bit of work and a little bit expensive. It's not real expensive, but you know, to at least do a test, it can be, you know, expensive to run a test. But if you just straight up go out and do it without testing it, you know, you could do it for a pretty low cost. And, it's still kind of a niche idea, and maybe one day it'll catch on and everybody will start doing it. But I think you got, like you said, a few years before, you know, if everyone jumps on it. So anytime you can stand out and be different, I think you're right. That's just a really great, great idea.
Right. I mean,
cost. I just wanted to jump in here. You mentioned cost. You know, basically what one of the scenarios that I did on testing, which is in real estate, for the real estate, what I had set up was I went ahead and set up an unbounce page, and using unbounce.com, and it was set up two landing pages, one for and one for the other TLD. And so it turns out that it was like $5 a month for the unbounce, you know, to host the unbounce landing page, mm-hmm. And so set up the landing page. That was on the, you know, on the keyword rich domain. And then when they click through, basically the landing page had four or five houses that were for sale in that particular city. And so when you did a search for, you know, Dallas real estate, for example, and you clicked, you had five houses on that landing page. And then you clicked again to get the sales of that home for sale. So that drove the traffic, the paid traffic, through to the realtor's website. And so it was a lot less money in the long run to run that traffic through the real estate, related domain, rather than going, you know, directly to the .com. Right. So that was, you know, and as far as cost goes, like I said, it was, you know, I Unbounce landing pages. using those, you're talking about $5 a month.
Right. So,
which is one click for a real estate keyword.
Sure. And there's lots of other companies too, like Instapages, LeadPages, and WordStream sure. even has some landing pages. Yep. And of course, if you have your own server, you can do your own WordPress call, but you can actually do.
There's a couple good ones. Landing pages.
Yeah. OptimizePress, that's the one. Well, actually, we come to the time where we need to take a break and play a few commercials. And when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Bill Hartzer about PPC and domains. See you in a little bit.
Time to pay homage to our sponsors. More PPC 101 when we come back.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Are you paying too much for your paid advertising, or have you quit altogether because it seemed like a huge waste of money? Studies show that companies waste 25% of their PPC spend on average. The web marketing experts at WMETraining.com can show you how to make your AdWords account a lean, mean, converting machine. Whether you're just starting out or want to take your skills to the next level, we have a class for you. Contact the web marketing experts at WMETraining.com.
Do you have cold, hard cash burning a hole in your pocket? Let Cranberry Radio lighten your load. Just hand us that burdensome dinero, and we'll get you set up with your very own radio show. We produce, edit, and amplify the show. All you have to do is show up. It's time for you to make an impact. We're glad to help. Just hand over the cash. Space is limited, so contact us now at sales@cranberry.fm.
Content for your ears and everything in between. Cranberry.fm.
We're back to bring you the basics of digital marketing on PPC 101, only on Cranberry Radio.
And we are back with PPC 101 on Cranberry.fm. Our guest today is Bill Hartzer, who is talking to us about the effect of TLDs on pay-per-click and how he's using these campaigns and change metrics across the board. So, David, what other questions do we have for our guest today?
Hey, glad to be back. And we're here with Bill, and I'm going to go ahead and ask a few questions. How many different TLDs do you think there are usable?
So right now, we have at least 600 usable keyword endings. And that are currently in Jeopardy. So they range anywhere in prices from, if you get some of them, you can get them for, just a couple. I've actually picked some domains for, $0.05 or $0.06 a piece.
Yeah, I saw some for, I saw some for 88 cents yesterday. I can't remember which one.
That's awesome.
Yeah. They'll vary up to about $600. Yeah. For a dot luxury. And then the way it's working now is that each of these registries have certain premium domains. Mm-hmm. If you're talking about, something like, Dallas.attorney or Houston.lawyer, those, will be a premium name, and you'll have to contact the registry and so forth. And those will be, they could be a couple hundred thousand dollars.
They're all over the place. So where's the best place to go see this list?
There is a site, NTLD Stats, that keeps a, they have several different pages on there. You can see the live registration numbers. So, for example, X.xyz has been at the top with a couple million registrations of .xyz, and then .club and .top up there, and you can see that list. And that's a live list with all the all the keywords.
And you were talking about costs. And one thing I noticed when I got my .show is that, you know, I went to GoDaddy. They wanted $39 for it. And I went to another place called like $24. So I switched over. So definitely shop around, people. Look around. You know, if you find what you want, go check different places to see what the costs are. GoDaddy seems to be kind of expensive for some of these. You know, that's one of the things I had to do.
Wow. So let me ask both of you guys a question, because I'm really just interested to hear your opinions on this. Do you think that both in the marketing community and just in the business community itself, people have some reluctance to start using these types of domains?
Yeah. So there actually has been a fair amount of, hesitation. I mean, I think that there's, you know, certainly with in the search community, I know that there has been some, .travel and .mobi and so forth, and some endings that weren't, the SEO people will always point to that info as being one that, you know, they think that Google's has a problem with,
right,
as far as rankings go. But, you know, there is some history. But at the same time, I was kind of skeptical about 2 years ago. So that's why I kind of started testing that, actually, treat them when it comes to organic rankings. They're all the sort of thing. But there's something with AdWords in particular that even using an alternative domain seems to give you a benefit that you'll pay less.
So have you seen this on Bing or on any other pay-per-click engines?
I have not done any testing on Bing in particular, but I do have something planned for this for the end of this month to run. So specifically on Bing.
That would be a good control. That would be a good control, because you could actually see. Go ahead, sorry.
That's right. As far as, just getting back to, my overall opinion as far as reluctance of it, I think that once we see one of the major brands like Apple, Nike, Major League Baseball, some of these other, even Discover Card, when they move to their own ending, to .apple, I think that we're going to see a very big shift in the acceptance of these new TLDs, and a lot of people realizing, and even the public, because the public really doesn't know that there is a dot diamonds or dot realtor, for example.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't know they exist.
That's right.
Question is, it kind of goes to the same thing we've been talking about, has to do with how you handle this. So let's say you've already got an established domain, mycompany.com, and you want to, there's SEO consequences to just throwing up having it redirect to the same one, that kind of thing, or actually having two separate copies of the same thing. I assume you're no indexing the dot luxury and stuff like that, or whatever you're doing.
Yeah, so basically there's been a couple, I studied a couple of different cases where Dodd Barclays is, they were really the first ones to make the switch to from their, Barclays.com, Barclays. And they unfortunately did a 302 redirect for the first couple of months. And so that kind of screwed things up. But then once they moved to the 301 redirects, from the .com to the .barclays, everything, their rankings came back pretty immediately before. So the best practice just on moving in domain, using Google's change of address tool and using that properly to migrate from one domain to another, that applies just as well to, moving to a new TLD.
Right.
Just as well as it, from one .com to another.
I guess the way that I would put it, go ahead.
I have specifically seen The big story that people have seen, is the attorney, the Jacksonville, Florida small attorney that moved from, his .com to Jacksonville.attorney. And, he didn't lose any rankings at all. In fact, he got better rankings once he moved to, to the .attorney web address.
Right. So the important thing is to make sure that before you do anything like this, to make sure you talk to a good technical SEO, not your web developer who says he knows SEO, somebody who literally does SEO for a living.
Yeah, that's a show in of itself.
Yeah. So, I mean, you got to be careful with the body. Pretty much he says they're an SEO, but that needs to be there before you talk to him. And there need to be a technical SEO who knows these kind of things. And before you do anything like this, unless the page, because those automatically will no index them. They automatically don't show up in Google. So if you're just going to be testing using those kind of services, you don't have to worry about it at all. Those are pretty easy to do. And so, one of the things I noticed the other day, I was looking through the list and I saw, because I have a client that sells motorcycles, and I saw .motorcycles, and it's not available until later this year. Kinds, or is that by itself a separate situation, or is there a group of them that are going to pop up later this year, or what?
I have a process. There's basically there's a launch process for each TOD. So basically, and those dates. So basically, what they have to do is they have to go through a certain number of days where they allow the trademark owners, like Harley Davidson. To get their, domain, HarleyDavidson.motorcycles. If they want to register that name, they have first dibs on that name and so forth, sure. Trademark holders. And there's a pre-registration period where if there's a domain that you want, you can pay, even if it's $30 at general availability, you can actually pay a couple thousand or $12,000 for it before it actually goes to the public. And then there's actually a date and down to the second where it comes general availability where anybody can register it, unless it's a closed TLD. But there should be a date already with that motorcycles, a date and time already set. There's a site called calzone.org, calzone.org. And Calzone actually publishes the dates the dates of when these are .motorcycles, when that is going to become available right. To register those names.
Question I had is, .motorcycles easy, .diamonds easy, that makes sense. What about a company that, they sell popsicles or, beds or that list? I mean, I know it's a big list and some of them are coming soon, but motorcycle doesn't exist now. What if I want to do it right this second? You were telling me the other day that you might pick another one. How would I do that, or what would I do?
Yes, you can certainly pick another one. I mean, first, what I would do is I would actually contact the registry themselves, not the registrar like GoDaddy, but I would find out who the registry is, whether there's there that that has of these name TLDs, and you might be able to get it. If you're a major brand, for example, you might actually be able to get it ahead of time and actually launch a site, because it's in the best interest for me to actually show an example where .motorcycles is legitimate and it will encourage other people to buy a .motorcycle domain. And so there's ways to do deals like that or to find opportunities, if you will, to get a domain ahead of time. Not always, but
right. So some of the ones you mentioned were .club and .best.
Yeah, certainly for your location, if you're in New York City, .nyc and London and so forth. But at the same time, using a .club or a .top or one, or even a .best if you think you're the best popsicles. the best grape popsicles out there, a .best, you might be actually worth it. So I have seen some alternative testing as well. A friend of mine ran the moving related domains on .club, and they had the same PPC results where they had a better, higher click-through ratio, a better ad, better quality score, better ad position, and so forth, and spent less money using a .club than they did a .com.
Cool. Amber, do you have any more questions?
So I think that I'm 100% good right now on asking Bill any more questions. I know that as soon as we are done with the show, I'm going to have 100 more. So, Bill, we would absolutely love to have you back.
Sure.
Well, Bill, thank you so much for being on our show. If people want to ask you more questions or get a hold of you or hire you, how would they get a hold of you?
Just you can certainly Google my name, Bill Hartzer, or BillHartzer.com is my site.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on. This has been very, very helpful.
Yeah.
And we need to take a little break, and we'll be back talking about some tips. I'm going to spend a little bit of time talking about targeting, and we'll be right back.
Time to pay homage to our sponsors. More PPC 101 when we come back.
Is your website hacked? Is your website displaying error messages or loading slowly? Even if there are no signs of malicious activity, your site may still be compromised. Websites, like cars, require regular maintenance to perform at their best and not leave you stranded. At Fjorge, our website maintenance experts can help you assess which one of our maintenance plans will best support your needs. Visit fjorgedigital.com or call 612-877-3840 and get the support and protection your website and business deserve. That's fjorgedigital.com.
Cranberry Radio is your new destination for education, entertainment, and engagement. Browse through our complete library of programs at cranberry.fm or on demand through iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and Google Play. Don't worry, you can still access all of our great webmasterradio.fm programs at cranberry.fm. Refresh your bookmarks today to Cranberry Radio at cranberry.fm.
Looking for a better way to get more traffic and interaction to your Facebook page? Imagine Facebook interactivity on your page like you've never seen. Introducing your new Facebook marketing fix, ZoSocial, the new and revolutionary way to easily manage and automate your Facebook contests and sweepstakes. Create a fun, easy-to-win contest by writing a simple Facebook post. Watch your post go more viral and generate loads of interaction. Track your traffic and generate email lists with ease. ZoSocial is mobile-friendly and complies with Facebook terms of service. Let ZoSocial give your Facebook page some flash today. Zoom over to ZoSocial.com.
Add some Cranberry Radio podcast to your playlist as part of a better profit margin. Cranberry Radio. It's good for you. Really.
We're back to bring you the basics of digital marketing on PPC 101, only on Cranberry Radio.
Welcome back to PPC 101 on Cranberry.fm. I'm your host, David Ogletree from WME Training, and my co-host, Amber Turrell from White Coat Digital.
Dave. I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
So Bill just left, and I'm just wondering. So I know that Bing might not work as well as Google does in terms of these types of domains, but do you think that the reason that it works so well with AdWords is that Google is starting an evil empire of domain brokerage in the next few years?
No. I think it really has to do with what we talked about. It really is different. It really shows up. And I think a good test on Bing will prove that, because if it does the same thing on Bing, it won't be that, you know, that this somehow broke their all algorithm and it's going to go away or whatever. So I think that would be a good test to prove it.
And I disagree with you. I think that the evil empire is hot for work right now. And I actually think they're probably cloning humans. Like the very first evil cyborg that comes out is probably going to be a Google, evil Google cyborg.
Well, they are doing that AI, you know, the Google algorithm may take over the world.
Dude, if you wake up in a bathtub full of ice without a kidney, you know who did that to you? Google
right.
Did that to you.
All right.
Anyway, well, folks.
I'm going to go ahead and talk about some targeting.
Do it.
You know, whenever you set up a campaign, you know, you can add a bunch of ads, you can add a bunch of keywords. If you don't do anything, it just shows it to everybody in the world in every language. So you've got to set that down. I mean, there's a couple defaults. I mean, it's only going to usually starts off with just English. You can add all the languages. That's another targeting. You can add, you know, locations, and most people know about locations. That's, I'm not going to get too much into that. The only big thing I want to talk about locations is that a lot of people don't understand that if you're just going to target one area like Texas, like a state, you can actually then go and target Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, Austin, and then you can see what stats you're getting from there, and then you can adjust your bid by a percentage up or down, so you can find out how well that's doing. Have you ever done that before, Amber?
Do it actively, in fact, right now.
A good example is I had a law firm that I was working with, and you know, they really didn't want to spend more than a certain amount per month, and they were going over that, and you know, it wasn't doing that well in some cases. And so I went and did a research, and I went and looked in their database and looked at all the clients, and you know, did and looked at all their zip codes and put it into an Excel and made a little map, and I was able to figure out, well, all of our clients are coming from these certain cities, the three cities. So I just added those three cities, and then I set Texas to minus 90% so that it didn't show anywhere else in the – and well, it reduced the bid by 90%. They won't let you do 100%. I wish – I guess 100% would just be taking it out. But so I reduced it by 90%, and it worked. It worked really well. And actually, what happened right before that was I removed Texas altogether. And then I put the three cities in there, and then all of a sudden our traffic way down, and it really freaked everybody out because we lost a whole day of sales, really. And then I found that if I added Texas back and did minus 90%, I then got all my traffic back for the metro area of Dallas, Houston.
That's a great tip.
So I don't know if that's, I mean, that was several years ago and I haven't done it since. So I don't know. I mean, I still kind of do it out of reflex. I haven't been, I'm too afraid to really test it because it's horrible if it goes wrong. So, you know, it's something to play around with. You know, it's really nice. And then also you can draw some concentric circles. So like if you have a more local kind of business, you can do like, you know, as small as 1 mile around your address or your zip code.
Love that.
And then you can do a bigger one, you know, maybe 3 miles out and 5 miles, 10 miles. And then you can reduce the bids as you get further away. So you're willing to pay more for the traffic close by. And that works really well. And so that's the biggest thing with locations. Oh, there's one other thing in location, something they added recently where you can actually target people by income level. And there's four different levels. I forget what they are, but, you know, you can have people in the top 1%, 10%, 50% and that kind of, and that kind of stuff. And you can actually, what you do first is you just add all of them and then you see how well they do. And then you can actually reduce bids there or remove them all together, just like you can a location. That's real interesting. I played around with that a little bit, and depending on your industry, it can be really helpful. Every item, you know, you might want to just people that have lots of money. So that was really interesting.
That's awesome. You know, can I ask you real quick? Sure. It has been so long since it feels like it's been a long time since I've started an actual new campaign on Google, because I tend to keep the same clients for a really long time. When you start a search campaign or even a display network campaign, does it still auto-target to the United States and Canada?
Yes. Yes, it does.
God, people, if you don't want to target Canada, y'all got to take that out of your settings in Google when you start a new campaign. I mean, that's like bare bones first timer type tip.
And one thing I do though, actually, I'll create a separate campaign like for my company name, like WME training. I have a phrase match for that, but I have it set to all languages, all the world. So that, you know, if anyone, I mean, that may not work if your company name is Budget Blinds. That might get
real expensive. Oh, God, please don't do that if you have a general company name. Bad tip, Dave. Bad tip.
Well, that's why. Well, it's just a good tip, but you just got to make sure you're be careful with it at first. But yeah, if you're real specific like me, like there is no other WME training. So
yeah, that's true.
Always looking for me in that situation. So
are you going to buy WME.training?
probably not.
Should we buy whitecoat.digital?
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
Maybe.
That would be a good idea. So the next thing is devices. That's pretty simple. You can, you know, now that you can modify your bids by desktop, tablet, and mobile, those are really great targeting. And you can also modify, again, the bid adjustments by a percentage. And I highly recommend doing that because you might find out that, I mean, I before they gave this to us, we couldn't. They gave us the information about tablets, but they wouldn't let us do it. And so, and I had clients in the past that are like, "Wow, tablets rock! They're just doing so well, but I can't do it. I can't raise my bid." And so that was real interesting. So device is something you definitely want to look at. Something else that's fairly new, actually, I think it might have been October. Might even be something I should put in the news. But you know, this is kind of something that happens. Now, on your search campaigns, just your normal campaigns that you have for, you know, that for people search on Google with keywords, there's a tab now called audience targeting. Now, normally that is for your display network, but there's another little tab in there that lets you click over and see demographics. And this is done at the ad group level. And this is really interesting. I actually just started playing with it today. I mean, it's been around for a few months, but I didn't really get into it until I was getting ready for this podcast, and I looked at all my clients, and it was really interesting. It only breaks it down to male, female, and unknown. So you can actually look and see what kind of traffic you're getting from male or female, or unknown means they haven't typed it in. More than likely, it means they're logged in as Google, I think is what that means. And they've actually put their gender in there. And so I looked at a lot of different clients that I have, and some of them, you know, were as low as 28% known, and some of them were as high as 68% known. So like, wow. 68% of the traffic, they knew if it was male or female, but on one client, it was 28%. So, you know, you got to look at that and see how it works. And but the only downside to this is the only option is on or off. So you can turn off unknown or male or female. You can't do a bid adjustment, which would be wonderful if you could do that. Because I saw some really great situations where one case the males did way better, and the other case the females did better. And one case unknown, yeah, they're all different, you know. And so
split test your campaigns and put them on Facebook, my friend. That's why you should not use just one search engine or one ad platform. But, you know, I remember back in the day, 10 years ago, when you and I were working together, 8-10 years ago, when they were talking about how unreliable that targeting was because it was based on Google user and, you know, families were sharing Google profiles. Right. So you couldn't really get that specific. So I'm wondering, do you think that's still the case?
Oh, I'm sure it is. But from what I know from Google does other things, they actually look at many different factors. They don't look at just one thing. They will actually, like when you like similar audiences, they actually will kind of look what you're doing. And so I'd have to ask Google. I mean, I might put on Twitter and ask them that question. I'm actually curious about that. But even if it's weird, you still have that data and you could still do something with it. And that's actually, right. I know I said you couldn't do a bid adjustments, but there kind of is a way to do that. You could actually create a separate duplicate campaign. This is a lot of work, but you could create a duplicate campaign and then turn everything off except male on one, everything off, but female on the other one, do unknown on another one. I mean, that's a lot of work, but if, you know, if it makes you a lot of money, why not? You know, it's worth the time.
Couldn't you just take advantage of our gender binary society by targeting gendered interests? Isn't that a shortcut?
Yeah, well, there's also, you know, like for Army Navy surplus is one of my clients. You know, there are men. You can put the word men and women in front of the different things, or girls or boys. But you know, a lot of the vast majority of my traffic though is from the generic terms, just like, you know, Army Navy surplus, as opposed to, you know, a M65 field jacket or whatever. So. Most of the time, most of my terms don't have that in there. They're exact terms of really specific terms like that.
Awesome.
So, yeah, this has been a really good show. I've really enjoyed talking with Bill and you.
Bill's awesome. Yeah, and you always.
So if you're interested in getting any kind of training for you or your company, you can always contact me, David, at WME Training and WMETraining.com. And Amber?
Yeah, and my company does all sorts of really awesome marketing support, kind of like outsourced CMO support for companies. So you can contact me at amber@whitecoatdigital.com or at my first and last name, amber@amberturrell.com, and I'll get you set up, y'all.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on PPC 101. You can download episodes of our program by going to cranberry.fm or subscribing to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn. Blog for this official blog. It's ppc101.show, and we'd welcome you to come there and leave some comments, and we'll answer any questions you might have, and have a good time.
Yeah. Thanks. And definitely scented candle recommendations for me, please. All right. Thanks, y'all.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cranberry News Marketing and Cranberry.fm. Rebroadcasts or retransmission of this content without proper consent is prohibited.